哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue this afternoon's study.
那在今天早上，我们谈到了要归主成圣，成为神所拣选的百姓。
And this morning, we talked about sanctifying so that we may become the Lord's people.
很多人都说自己是基督徒。
And many people claim to be Christians.
但是你问他们信耶稣的内容跟要求是什么？
But if you ask them of the requirements and the details,
他们可能这个非常的迷糊，不太知道怎么样回答。
They may be confused and not know how to respond.
他们知道信耶稣是好的。
They know that believing in Christ is good.
他们知道信耶稣要去教会。
They know that becoming a Christian have to go to church.
但是对所谓的信耶稣得永生的要求却是常常不太清楚。
But oftentimes they do not know the requirements to be admitted into heaven kingdom.
但是主耶稣告诉我们啊。
But the Lord Jesus told us.
说那通往永生的道路，那路是窄的，门是小的，找到的人也少。
The Lord Jesus said, "Few are the road to heaven is narrow. Few walk on it and able to find it."
所以我们今天信了耶稣，就要确定，要知道。当怎样行才能得救
？Therefore, today, since we believe in Christ, we need to know how to be saved.
所以早上我们谈到了成圣的四个要求。
In the morning, we talked about the four requirements to be sanctified.
第一个不要与世俗立约。
The first is not to establish this covenant with the world.
第二个不要连续罪恶。
Second is not to continue to sin.
第三个，不要与世界结亲。
The third is not to be aligned with the world in its sins.
第四个，不要活在借口的人生，因为恐惧而退缩。
And the fourth is not to live in this fearful world because of its fear.
我们都知道神对我们的期望就是刚强、勇敢、能够做大丈夫。
Now we know that the Lord has entrusted and rely on us to be able to shoulder His commandments.
我们请翻到希伯来书的第十章。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10.
希伯来书的第十章的三十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35.
三十五节。
35.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心。存这样的心必得大赏赐三十六节
36.
你们必须忍耐使你们行完了神的旨意就可以得着所应许的三十七节
37.
因为还有一点点时候那要来的就来且并不迟延只是一人必因信得生
38.
他若退后我心里就不喜欢他三十九节
39.
我们却不是那退后入沉沦的那等人乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人在这里希伯来书的作者给我们做了一个警告
In here the author of the book of Hebrews gave us such warning
说我们要做一个勇敢的人
That we need to be a brave person
告诉我们说不要退缩不要放弃更不可以妥协
so that we have confidence that we are able to endure.
因为还有一点点时间，耶稣就要来了。
Because there is only a little more time, and Jesus' second coming will be here.
但是在这里特别讲说，说你若退后， 神就不喜欢你啦。
But in here specifically it says if you draw back then God will not be pleased.
那什么叫做退后？
What does that mean to draw back?
退后就是与世界妥协，退后就是因为恐惧而放弃自己的信仰。
Drawing back is to align yourself with the world, and that is to step away from your faith.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们不是这样的人啊。
But the Bible says we're not such people.
我们是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
That we have confidence and we have faith.
这里特别讲说还有一点点的时间。
And here it says we still have a little more time.
就是只有一点点的时间，再忍耐一点，再坚持一点，你就可以得救了。
That if we are able to endure just a little more, then we will be saved.
所以在这里告诉我们说，你不可惧怕。
And here it tells us that we shall not fear.
那我们这一节继续来看《生命记》的第八章。
This session we will continue to. Read on to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们请翻到生命记的第八章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第八章的第一节。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得神向你们列祖启示应许的那地。第二节，你也要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心里如何，肯守你的诫命不可。在这里摩西继续的和以色列百姓做交代。
And here Moses continued to give instructions.
告诉百姓说你在这一条前往应许路的前往应许之地的路上，你要这个思想得到智慧。
That on this path, on this way of getting into the promised land, you must think about this wisdom.
使你能够在这个美地上蒙福，而不是在这个应许地上速速的灭亡。
So that you are able to be blessed in this promised land and not be destroyed.
所以在这里告诉我们我们要做哪些事呢？
Therefore, in here it says, what are the things that we must do?
第七章告诉我们四件你不可以做的事情。
In chapter 7, it tells us four things that we shall not do.
第八章告诉我们四件你必须要去努力追求做到的条件。
In chapter 8, it tells us four things that we must pursue after.
哪四件事情今天你我都必须要拥有。
What are the four things that we shall keep?
我们来看第八章的第四节。
Let us turn to chapter 8, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
这四十年你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。第五节。
Verse 5.
你当心里思想，主你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。在这里摩西谈到了旷野行走四十年的苦啊。
And here Moses talks about the 40 years that they walked in the wilderness.
这以色列人在行走旷野当中出了非常多的问题。
During this time, the Israelites have many problems.
他们在行在这一条路上充满了各样的怨言，向神抱怨，向摩西生气。
There are many things that happened, including the many complaints that they had towards God and Moses.
一下子没有水了，一下子没有东西吃了，一下子面对敌人要打仗了。
In one instance, they encountered no water, no food, or battle with the enemy.
以致在这个路上好几次他们说我们不要去我们要回埃及埃及比较好啊。
To the point where on their road, they complained and said, let us return to Egypt. Egypt is better.
你知道吗？他们甚至说用石头把摩西打死，打死他，我们大家回埃及吧。
They even said, "Let us stone Moses to death so that we may return to Egypt."
今天我们坐在这个冷气房里面，坐在这个舒服的椅子上，指责他们软弱没信心，非常的简单。
It is easy for us to sit in this air-conditioned room and chastise them.
但是那只是因为你不在当下，你不需要去走这一条路。
But because you are not them, you are not walking that wilderness.
我还记得有一个信徒有一个信徒，他们到中东去旅行到以色列、到埃及去旅行
I still remember that some members went to Middle East for traveling.
那中间有一段的行程。就是这个走旷野来体会一下以色列人走旷野的路程啊。
There was this path where they have to experience walking in the wilderness just like the Israelites.
他告诉我回来告诉我说他终于懂了为什么以色列人会走得这么痛苦，为什么一路上充满了抱怨。
When he returned, he told me, I finally understand why they had so many complaints.
而且在这个时代，我们是有导游有吉普车，有这个一箱又一箱的水，什么都有，让你在那里。体会这种在烈日之下走沙漠的感觉啊。
And this is with the amenities that they paid for, such as the jeep, the water cases, so that they may be able to experience this journey.
你走不动了，你脚软，你累了，有骆驼你去坐骆驼骑骆驼
If you are tired by walking, there are camels that can carry you.
你可以想象在几千年前以色列人离开埃及这个走上旷野，在旷野路当中，他们所忍受的痛苦吗？
Can you imagine the pain and toil that they went through when they left Egypt?
所以这一条路从来不是容易。
This path is not easy.
但是在这里，神为什么让他们要经过旷野路才能够进入应许地呢？
So why did God make them go through this wilderness in order to enter the promised land?
在这里第一个告诉我们说，你当心里思想。
And here the first one, it says that you should know in your heart.
信仰路今天要成功，要能够得着应许，有一个很重要的是，你必须要会思想
In order to be successful on this journey of faith, the first thing is you must be able to think.
那什么叫做会思想？
What does that mean to be able to think?
就是你今天人生遇到的事情，你所走过的道路，你会咀嚼，让它变成你的生命跟信仰的养分。
Now that is everything that you go through, you are able to convert that into your heavenly nutrition.
那有的人一天过一天，但是日子过去，从来没有在心灵上有成长。
Many believers they live day by day, but in their faith they have no growth.
有的人却能够在苦难当中咀嚼，来寻找神的旨意，而变成信仰上的巨人。
But yet some go through trials and tribulations and are able to decipher and take this as nutrition and grow to become a spiritual giant.
你看那个约瑟年纪轻轻这个就被卖到埃及啊。
Let's look at Joseph. He was sold at a young age.
坚持信仰，最后被人诬告，丢到监牢。
He endured his faith, and at the end, he was thrown in jail.
做好事被人遗忘人家就把他丢在背后。
By doing good deeds, he was still forgotten by people.
但是约瑟最后讲了一句话，叫做“神的旨意原是好的。”
But at the end, Joseph is able to say, "The Lord's will is good."
虽然在这个过程当中很痛苦。
Although during this journey it was painful.
但是约瑟在走这个人生痛苦路当中，却是不断的去思想，为何今天神安排我这样的道路。
But throughout this process, Joseph was able to keep on thinking in his heart, why did God made it this way?
也因为经过思想而能够认识神更高的旨意，而来找到生命当中更美的价值。
And because he's able to think it through, he's able to find a higher level of thought.
这里讲说神为什么让他们在旷野当中受考验。
And here it says, why did God allow them to walk in the wilderness?
其实这一条这条路本来应该不是太困难的。
In reality, this path should not be as difficult.
以色列人在旷野走多久？
How long were the Israelites walking in the wilderness?
40年。
40 years.
从埃及到迦南的直线距离是多少？
How long is this direct path from Egypt to Canaan?
11 days.
11 days.
你正常来讲，他们两个距离其实没有很远的。你如果从埃及离开，往东北直接走上去，11 days，你就可以到了。
In actuality, the land of Canaan is north of Egypt.And a direct path will only take 11 days.
啊，但是为什么神没有带他们往东北上去？
So why didn't God take them northeast?
啊，因为这个时候离开埃及的都是一群奴隶啦，一群完全没有，一群乱民啦。完全没有接受训练，做了400年奴隶，什么都不会的以色列人啊。
Because at that time, the Israelites composed of slaves, and they have been slaves for 400 years.
所以他们什么都不会，没有组织，没有架构，没有领导，没有组织，没有架构，没有做奴隶做400年的，他们什么都没有啊。
They do not have a structure. They do not have an organization after 400 years of slavery.
所以如果直接带他们离开埃及，直接往东北杀入迦南，结果是什么？
Therefore, what will be the result if the Lord led them directly towards the land of Canaan?
那结果就是遇到强大的敌人，马上退缩，马上害怕，马上一团混乱，马上就消灭了。
The end result will be that they will encounter very strong opponents and be destroyed easily.
因为他们不但没有组织，其实这个时候的以色列人也对神没有什么认识的，没有信仰的。
But aside from a lack of organization and structure, they do not at that time know God.
所以神带他们往东南方往东南方下去。停留了2年在那里，重新给他们组织架构，重新给他们做训练。
Therefore, the Lord led them towards the southeast side of the land, so that they are there for 2 years to establish his organization structure.
在西乃山下给他们重新建立组织，在西乃山下重新帮他们定他们的信仰。
So that in the Mount of Sinai.The Lord is able to establish His structure as well as establish their faith.
所以如果没有旷野当中的磨练，就没有40年之后强势进攻迦南得胜的军队。
Therefore, if they did not have this training, this 40-year training in the wilderness, they would not be able to accomplish what they did in the land of Canaan.
但是如果今天一个人不懂得思想，他只会觉得说神对我不好，我好倒霉，为什么人生都是这么，只有患难，只有痛苦，怎么都没有恩典？
But if one person is unable to think in his mind on the trials and tribulations of their life and complain about it, then where is the grace?
我们来看一下彼得前书哦。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
我们看彼得前书的第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书的第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 12.
亲爱的弟兄们，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，事事遭遇非常的事。13节。
13.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。14节。
14.
你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常在你们身上。请念。
Verse 12, Beloved, do not think it is strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. 13, But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy.
所以在这里特别告诉我们说，患难是使我们与神一同得荣耀。
And here it tells us that tribulation, it is to be able to partake in the glory of God.
但是患难当中你要思想，这个患难才有它真实的价值。
during tribulation, we must be able to think, then there will be value in this.
而不是白白的受苦，每天只是抱怨啊，我倒霉啦啊，我怎么又遇到这么多的问题呀？
Therefore, we will not be complaining about why this has happened to me and complain about it.
那我们来看一下提摩太后书。
Let us also turn to 2 Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书的第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2。
提摩太后书的第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2。
第六节。
Verse 6。
提摩太后书的六章，第二章第六节。
Chapter 2 verse 6。
这里说劳力的农夫理当先得粮食，第七节。
7。
我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明，请念。
Verse 6, the hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crop. 7, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things.
那所以在这里也是再一次的，圣经里面很多地方一直谈到，你要思想，思想使你得智慧。
In the Bible, there are many places in where the Bible tells us to consider so that we may receive wisdom.
那所以一个聪明的人在人生当中遇到了高低起伏，他会去思想说，神到底要告诉我什么？
Therefore, when a person goes through the ebbs and flows of life, they are able to think about what the Lord is trying to tell him.
啊，但是一个无知的人，每天过日子，但是活得迷迷糊糊，活得莫名其妙。
But some will go through life without understanding, and he will not be able to understand.
啊，在这里啊，《生命记》的第八章特别告诉我们说，你当心里思想，因为神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
But in here it says that in your heart we should consider, we should know, just like that of a man chastens his son.
那这句话非常的重要，要成为我们在患难当中最大的安慰。
This should be serve as a comfort for us in our times of trial.
那因为很多时候我们遇到患难，我们不知道为什么我们要面对这样的人生苦境。
Because many times during our trials and tribulations, we do not know why.
那以至于在人生路上常常以泪洗面，觉得说神啊，你为何如此的待我？
Therefore, sometimes in our life, we would wash our face with tears and ask the Lord, why is this happening?
那甚至有人会说，神啊，难道你不爱我吗？神啊，你为何没有眷顾？为何没有听我的祷告？
Some may even say, Lord, don't you love me? Why are you not taking care of me?
啊，或许这样的怨言，这样的哀声，就如同以色列人在旷野的时候一样。
This type of cry and complaints may be just like that of the Israelites in the wilderness.
啊，但是在这里，神特别告诉我们说，不是因为他爱你，所以才让你经历患难。
But no, in here it says that it's because the Lord loves us, therefore He allows us to go through trials and tribulations.
我们来看希伯来书的第十二章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的第十二章的第五节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5.
希伯来书十二章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看神的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。”第六节。
Verse 6.
因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。第七节。
Verse 7.
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子一样，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？请念。
Verse 5, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastenings of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. Verse 6, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. Verse 7, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten?
那所以在这里，希伯来书的作者特别给我们安慰。
And here, the author of the book of Hebrews comforts us.
告诉我们说，患难是难免的，但是患难当中 总有隐藏神的慈爱跟他的祝福。
And he tells us, he comforts us that trials and tribulations are unavoidable, but within the trials and tribulations, there are Lord's mercy and blessing.
虽然在苦难当中你不会觉得喜乐，
although during that time, you will not feel joy.
但是忍耐到底，你就要看到神怎么样为你开路。
But if you are able to endure till the end, you will see how the Lord has opened your path.
就能够让你知道说原来我是他所爱的孩子。
Then you will come to the realization that after all, I am loved by God.
就像我们做父母亲的，我们都有自己的孩子啊。
Just like us as parents, we have our children.
我们爱孩子，但是爱孩子不代表你他要什么你都给他。
But we love our children, but that does not mean whatever they want, we give to them.
你问你的小孩，他想要什么？
If you ask your children what they want,
他要什么？当然是冰淇淋，冰淇淋，最好餐餐吃冰淇淋啊。
They will respond to you, ice cream, I would like to have ice cream for
every
meal.
吃糖，吃巧克力，吃饼干，什么都吃，就是不要吃饭。
I'd like to have candy, I'd like to have sweets, but I do not want rice.
你如果让你的小孩，爱，你说我爱孩子，他爱怎么样，我就让他怎么样。
If you love your children and you allow them to do whatever they want,
他告诉你说，那我不要上学。
And they may respond to you, I do not want to go
to school. 告诉你说我不要写功课。
I do not want to do homework.
我不要考试。
I don't want to go through tests.
你问他说那你要什么？我打电动啊。
Then you ask him, what do you want? They respond with, I want to play video games.
玩手机，打电动，玩平板，这就他要的东西啊。
I want to play video games, I want to be on the iPad and phone.
你不是说你爱他吗？那你难道因为你爱他，你就完全他要怎么样，你就顺着他吗？
But haven't you claimed that you love your children and doesn't love means whatever they want you give?
当然不会啦。
Of course not.
所以爱常常带的是一个要求，一个管教，一个限制，跟一个期望。
Therefore, in love, there are always chastening restrictions, limitations.
因为你知道说这个对他是重要的，这个对他是好的。
Because you know what is good for them.
因为你知道说如果你完全不管他，到最后他就是什么都不会啊，这个啊，这个。没有教啊，就什么都不会啊，什么都做不了。
Because you know that if you don't restrict him, he will not be able to learn anything, and he will not know anything.
所以，如同父母亲对孩子要求，你就是早上起床，你就是给我去学校，你就是乖乖上学，这是父母亲对孩子的要求。
The requirements of a parent may be, you have to wake up in time, on time. You have to go to school. You have to learn stuff.
但是这个要求对父母有什么好处？
But what good does the requirement do to the parent?
做父母的难道不希望睡到自然醒吗？还要早起给你准备早餐，载你去学校？我这么命苦做什么？
As parent, we also want to be able to sleep in late. Why should I wake up early and make breakfast for you?
你不想去学校，刚好我也不想载你去啊。那这样子，我们就大家都睡到自然醒，有这样子吗？
If your children responds, I don't want to go to school, and you say,That's okay. I also want to sleep in late. Is there such a thing?
所以父母亲付出这些，给孩子这些要求，对父母本身是没有好处的。
The requirements that the parents give to children, there are no benefits for the parents.
但是因为有爱，所以带了要求，因为对你的未来有更高的期望。
Because there is love, there are requirements, and because of that, there are expectations in the future.
今天神对我们也是一样，如同父母对孩子有期望。
This is the same with God. He has expectation for us just as we have expectations for our children.
虽然有时候在生命当中，我们好像会遇到那个迈不过去的坎，说不出来心中的苦。
And although in life we have times when we just have so much trials and tribulations.
但是常常是在这个心中最苦的时候，你的信仰变得最真实。
But oftentimes it's during these trials and tribulation time that our faith becomes very real.
曾经有一个信徒跟另外一个信徒起了冲突啊。
And there was a time when a member got into a conflict with another.
他被人家误会，被人家指责，他又解释不清楚，没有人要相信他。
There was a misunderstanding. He was unable to explain it, and nobody believed him.
所以他非常痛苦啊，那个晚上眼泪汪汪啊，说为什么？为什么？他们为什么这样子讲我？
And at night, this member would cry about it and question why do they treat me like so?
因为这样子，所以他失眠。因为这样子，所以他开始有一点忧郁。
And because of that, the member was unable to sleep well and fell into depression.
啊，这整天晚上眼睛开开看着天花板，然后眼泪汪汪说，为什么？为什么？
In nighttime, because he was unable to fall asleep, the member would look at the ceiling and cry.
啊，神，你为什么让我遇到这样的事情？为什么他们都不听我解释？
And ask God, why do you let me encounter such things? Why don't they listen to my explanation?
啊，但是就是在这个心中最苦又说不出来，没有人可以理解的时候。
And just at this time when nobody is able to comprehend.
啊，在那天晚上，他突然听到有一个很温柔的声音告诉他说，我知道，我都知道。
The member was able to hear a very gentle voice saying to him, I know, I know it all.
啊，半夜的时候啊，听到这个声音啊，坐起身来放声大哭啊。
And in the middle of the night, when he heard this, he sat up and cried heavily.
啊，把他太太吓坏了，吓一跳，睡到一半吓一跳，说哇，你是怎样？
And he even startled his wife on what's going on.
哦，一个四十几岁的大男人，半夜的时候哭得跟孩子一样，跟他太太讲，抱着他太太说，主知道，他都知道啊。
And in the middle of the night, a 40-year-old member sat up and cried and hugged his wife and say, "The Lord knows, the Lord knows at all."
所以患难并没有人喜欢，也没有人想遇到。
Therefore, trials and tribulations nobody wants to encounter.
啊，但是借着患难，让我们去思想，借着思想，能够从当中得到人生的智慧。
But through trials and tribulations, we're able to think it through and obtain this wisdom.
啊，而且不要在患难当中起抱怨，因为主所爱的，他会教导。
And let us not complain during our trials and tribulations because those that the Lord loves, he chastens.
那第二，我们看回来《生命记》的第八章。
Then let us turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
啊，《生命记》八章的第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
这里说你要谨守主你神的诫命，遵守他的道，敬畏他。第七节。因为主你神领你进入这美地，这地有河有泉有源，从山谷流出水来。啊，在这里第二个讲到你要遵守啊。
The second you shall is you shall keep the commandments of the Lord.
啊，第一个讲到说你心中要思想，使你得到智慧。
The first one is that we in our heart we shall. We shall consider so that we may receive wisdom.
那第二个讲到说，你要谨守神的诫命、律例、典章，使你在这美地上得福。
The second is that we shall keep his commandments, his statutes, so that we may be blessed.
啊，其实当我们讲到这个应许迦南美地，它是一个很有趣的话题呀。
And talking about this promised land, flowing with milk and honey, this is a very interesting phrase.
你要想说这一块地到底是好还是不好啊？
You need to think whether this land is good or not.
很多时候我们从小都听啊，啊，应许迦南美地啊，这个地上这个流奶与蜜，这是好的地哈，都常常都是这样想哦。
Oftentimes we talk about this promised land being very good because it flows with milk and honey.
迦南地到底好不好？
In reality, is a land of Canaan good?
你要想说迦南地是罗德不要的哦，罗德选了以后他不要这块地哦。
You need to consider that the land of Canaan is a land in which Lot did not want.
亚伯拉罕对罗德讲说啊，你要选哪一边啊？一边是迦南地，一边是约旦平原，你要选哪边？
Abraham asked Lot, which side would you like to choose, the plains or the land of Canaan?
那罗德站起来看一看，说这边比较好啊，那里不好啊。
Lot stood up and looked around, and he said he will choose the great plains.
啊，为什么罗德喜欢迦南平？为什么罗德喜欢约旦平原，他不喜欢迦南？
Why did Lot choose the plains of Jordan River?
因为迦南地地势不好。
Because
以人来看呐、啊，迦南地的地势不好。
Because the topography of the land of Canaan is not good.
我们来看一下生命记的第十一章哦。
Let us turn to the Deuteronomy chapter 11.
十一章的第十节。
Chapter 11 verse 10.
啊，生命记的十一章第十节。
Chapter 11 verse 10.
他说：“你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地。” 你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。十一节。
11.
你要得为地啊、为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地啊。在这里讲到两种土地的不一样。
In here it talks about the two different, the differences between the two lands.
哦，埃及是当时候最好的环境啊。
Egypt was, the best environment during that time.
哦，所以埃及是当代古文明当中最强大的国家。
Therefore, in the historical aspect, Egypt at that time was, a power nation.
那只是因为什么？因为埃及的尼罗河平原，那个尼罗河三角洲或 peninsula 哈。
And that's because of the peninsula of the Nile.
哦，就是那个冲击下来的泥土啊，在这个尼罗河三角洲，你随便丢就长得非常好啊，那个收获都非常好啊。
In that peninsula, whatever you sow, it will grow.
哦，这个轻松啊，这个泥土滋润肥沃，轻松赚到大钱，这就是埃及啊，这是埃及的土地啊。
The land of Egypt is easy to sow and reap. That is Egypt.
相形之下，迦南地一点都不好啊。
But when you compare the two lands, the land of Canaan is not good.
告诉你说，这地是有山有谷，哎，你种田的人，你有山有谷，那不是要了命吗？
It says that the land of Egypt, has hills and burrows.
今天你要去种个田，先往上爬两个小时才到你的田。
If you are going to plant a field, you need to climb up 2 hours.
好，你现在要浇灌，你要从哪里扛水上去浇灌啊？
If you are going to water that field, where are you going to bring the water from?
所以有山有谷对于农耕民族来讲是要命的事情啊。
And therefore, a land of hills and valleys is a very tough land.
所以在这里讲说，你要得的地不像埃及啊，这不是一句好话哦。
Therefore, in here it says that the land that you are going to receive is not like the land of Egypt. It's not a good thing.
为什么迦南地能够被称为牛奶与蜜的应许美地？
But why is the land of Canaan considered a promised land?
不是因为它多么的肥沃，也不是因为它它的自然环境有多么的美好，并不是的。
It's not because of its natural attributes.
而是这里说啊，这里讲说，因为从岁首到年终，你神的眼目常常看顾这地啊。
And here it says that it is because the eyes of the Lord your God are always on it.
所以当我们看回来《生命记》的第八章。
Therefore, when we return to Deuteronomy,
告诉我们说，这个其实这个迦南地，它可以是一个最大的祝福，也可以变成一个最大的咒诅啊。
Therefore, when we look back into Deuteronomy chapter 8, the land of Canaan can be the greatest blessing or the greatest punishment.
因为迦南是靠天吃饭的土地。
Because the land of Canaan, it is a land that you must rely on.
神赐福，神浇，神赐福，神眷顾，雨水滋润充足，你就大大的兴旺。
Because if the Lord looks after it and He gives rain, then you will be prosperous.
如果神不喜悦，神不祝福，那天闭塞不下雨，地干如同石头，那你要怎么办？
And if the Lord does not please, it does not send rain, the land becomes hard as rock, how are you going to sow?
所以迦南地有一个非常非常特殊的啊，非常非常特殊的一个特质。
Therefore, the land of Canaan has a very special attribute.
就是这块土地上，你这块土地上唯一的条件就是神要不要祝福你。
The only condition in the land of Canaan is whether God wants to bless it.
其实我们现在看那个，像走到今天的，我们看这个世界，我们看那个这个中东那边的地理环境啊。
And today, if we look out at the map and zone into the Middle East,
你会发现一件很有趣的事情哦。
You are going to see a very interesting.
你会发现说啊，这所谓的牛奶与蜜的应许美地这一块迦南哦。
You are going to notice that this promised land that is flowing with milk and honey.
是这个中东这一块土地上唯一没有石油的地方。
It is the only place in Middle East that do not have petroleum.
对，你仔细看哦，它旁边的国家我们都知道嘛，中东那些阿拉伯国家，光那个石油就真的就是黑金 哦，什么都不用做，躺着，哇，一年几千亿这样在赚，不是吗？
If we pay attention to the surrounding countries like Arab, you know that they call it black gold because all they have to do is just sell the petroleum.
啊，但是你看哦，这个神帮他们选出来、框出来这块迦南地里面，中东就是它没有石油。
But looking from this aspect, Israel is the only land that does not have petroleum.
啊，这非常有趣啊！啊，你就想说，哎，啊，不是牛奶、鱼蜜，不是美地吗？
But if you look at it from the Bible, isn't this a promised land? Isn't this a beautiful land?
因为神的美地不是建立在你土里有没有石油啊，地里有没有石油啊。
Because what's beauty in the Lord is not judged whether there are petroleum in the land.
啊，这块地是不是美地，在于神要不要祝福你啊。
Whether this land is beautiful, it is dependent whether the Lord will bless.
啊，好像以撒在大饥荒当中听神的话，所以收成百倍，成为大富翁啊。
Just like Isaac, during the time of famine, because he listened to the word of God, he's able to become a very rich and prosperous person.
你看今天的犹太人，今天的以色列，虽然没有石油，有比任何一个地方穷吗？
And if we look at the Israelites or the Jewish community today, although their land does not have petroleum, are they any less wealthy than other nations?
啊，但是你怎么样要在这个美地上得福？
But how do you receive blessing in this beautiful land?
你必须要有神祝福你。
You must have the blessing of the Lord.
但是你要怎么样让神来祝福你？
How do you get the Lord to bless you?
这里讲的非常直接，你要谨守神的命令、律例、典章，就是这样子而已啊。
And here it tells us very directly, you shall keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord.
一个基督徒怎么样在信啊？怎么样在人生道路上得到神的眷顾跟疼爱？
How do we please the Lord in this in our life?
其实讲来讲去到最后，信仰只有一句话叫做乖一点。
In faith, there is only one advice, and that is to be a good child of God.
好，就是什么听话嘛，啊，听话啊，顺服一点，听话一点啊，就是这样子，其实就是这样子而已啊。
It is just to be obedient so that we can listen to the word of God.
啊，从圣经的开头到结尾，它的中心思想只有一个，叫做顺服。
From beginning of the Bible till the end, there is only one central message, and that is to be obedient.
啊，亚当因为不顺服，所以罪进入世界。
Because of Adam's disobedience, sin entered the world.
耶稣基督的顺服打开了救恩的道路。
Because the Lord Jesus' obedience, therefore he opened the path of salvation.
今天你我的顺服，使我们有回到天家的把握。
Because of our obedience today, you and I have the hope to return to the heavenly home.
所以到最后，其实就是谨守遵行神的诫命、律例、典章，叫乖一点呐。
And therefore, at the end, it is to be obedient and keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord.
啊，我们看回来《生命记》的第八章。
Let us turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 8,
第十一节啊。
Verse 11.
十一节。啊，这里讲说你要谨慎，免得忘记主你的神，不守他的诫命、律例、典章，就是我今日所吩咐你的。十二节，恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的都加增。第十四节，你就心高气傲，忘记主你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。我们直接看第十七节，这里讲说，恐怕你心里说，这货才是我的力量，是我能力得来的。在这里给我们第三个提醒啊。
And here, it gives us a third reminder.
啊，所以我们当思想啊，我们要遵守神的命令。
The first is we shall consider. The second is to keep His commandments.
那第三个这里告诉我们说，你要小心呐，要谨慎呐。
The third is we shall beware.
啊，是的，我们都在走这条天国路。是的，我们都希望自己能够成功。
Yes, we are all on this path of our faith, and we all want to be successful.
啊，但是这条路很长啊，沿路有很多可能会吸引我们注意力、害我们走岔路的这些引诱。
But this path is narrow and long. There are many temptations that may lead us astray.
啊，使我们没有办法专心啊，甚至偏离了正路啊。
So that we may be unable to concentrate or be astray.
那我们来看彼得前书哦。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书的第五章第八节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这里说务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。请念。
Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
那信仰好像马拉松的长城赛跑一样。
The road of faith may be compared to that of a marathon.
那你这个一开始碰起跑啊，跑得好，跑得稳，跑得很努力啊，这是好事啊。
At the very beginning of the marathon, one put in his effort to run steadily and towards the right direction.
啊，但是其实最重要的是，你能不能成功的坚持到底，跑过终点，才能够决定你的努力有没有价值。
But what's important is whether one can finish this marathon past the finish line to determine its value.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说，你要谨慎，信仰路上事事小心。
And here it tells us to be vigilant so that on our road of faith we need to be careful.
啊，在这里特别告诉我们说，说当你富足哦，当你饱足、金银增添的时候，你要小心呐，你可能会心高气傲哦。
And here it reminds us that once we become prosperous, we need to be careful because we may have pride in our life.
啊，其实这是一个很真实的人性啊。
And this is a very real human nature.
啊，人什么时候抓神抓得最紧？
When are we able to hold on to the Lord the most?
啊，就通常都是走投无路，有需要，没有路可以走了，主啊救我啊！那个时候抓得都非常紧啊。
It is often time when one does not have any option, the member is able to grasp onto the Lord very closely.
那所以我们讲嘛，啊，所谓的生于忧患，死于安乐嘛，就是啊，当你环境很困难，你会特别的抓住神，非常小心。
That is to say that when we're alive and we live in trials and tribulations, then we will be able to die with confidence.
但是当你非常的顺利、富足、平安、一无所缺，你会突然觉得说，有没有神对我没差？
But if everything is very smooth and prosperous in your life, then to you it may seem like nothing matters.
那当我到非洲的时候啊。
When I went to Africa,
啊，非洲人常常挂一句话在嘴上。
The Africans often say this.
那非洲的信徒常常说 "By God's grace" 啊，靠神的恩典 ，By God's grace。他们常常把这句话，每天随时都把这句话挂在嘴上。
The members in Africa always say "By God's grace."
那我一开始觉得说，这可能只是一种习惯啊，一种文化的习惯而已啊。
At the beginning, I thought this may just be a habit.
啊，像我们有时候啊，互相道别的时候说平安呐、啊，你也没有希望对方平安呐、啊，就是讲习惯而已啊。
It is like our habit of saying peace to you when we depart each other.
有时候讲感谢主啊，也是习惯而已啊，你心中其实没有感谢啊。
And sometimes we say thanks to the Lord, but we may not have that gratitude in our heart.
但是啊，后来我在那边待了一阵子之后才发现啊，住个几个星期之后才发现啊。
And after a few weeks, then I noticed.
哇，非洲啊，有些地方实在太危险了。
There are many places in Africa that are dangerous.
啊，所以当他们说哦。靠神的恩典 ，By God's grace， 我又活了一天呐、啊！人家不是开玩笑的、
啊。So when they say by God's grace that I lived another day, this is not joking.
啊，有时候我们啊要我们要访问呐、啊，从一个地方啊，从一个村庄到另外一个村庄啊。
Sometimes during our visitation, we have to go from one tribe to another.
啊，在树林里面走啊，前面带路的人有时候就突然往后面跟我们讲啊，小心啊，这里有蛇啊，这咬了会死的啊。
The person leading in the forest, while opening the path, he will point at us and say, "There's a snake. It is venomous."
你可以想象你活在这种环境当中吗
？Can you imagine living in such condition?
你要去那个，你要去 Monterey Park 买，你要去 Roland High 买个便当。下车以后再跟你说，哎，小心啊，那个有蛇啊，咬的会死的、啊。
Imagine going to Monterey Park to buy something and.When you get off the car, someone said to you, "Hey, be careful! There's a snake."
所以那边的生活环境有时候你进到浴室里面啊，那个蜘蛛这么大一只啊。
In that environment, sometimes when you go take a shower, there's a huge spider there.
啊，有一次我们到一个新的地方啊。
There's one time that we went to a new place.
啊，到了晚上要洗澡了，啊，突然跳电，啊，突然跳电啊。
At night when I was about to take a shower, electricity ran out.
啊，有一个弟兄要洗澡，不是我，他因为跳电嘛，他就拿着蜡烛进去哦。
And this, it's a brother, and this brother, when he was stepping into the shower, ran out, the electricity ran out, so he took a candle in.
啊，结果啊，他看到啊，在那个开关哦，那个电灯的开关上，一只大蜘蛛啊，就都是毛的那一种啊，趴在上面啊。
And he noticed through the light of the candle that right on top of the switch there is a huge spider with lots of fur.
啊，如果今天啊没有跳电，你进到浴室，你习惯就是手去开灯嘛，然后你就会被咬啊啊。
And if by habit one steps into the shower room and tries to turn on the switch, he'll get bitten.
感谢主啊，那一天跳电，所以他是拿着蜡烛进去啊。
And thank God that day there was no electricity, therefore he was holding a candle.
啊，今天我们的生活环境里面，我们会需要害怕这个吗？
In our life today, do we need to be worried about this?
哦，在你家里，你要开个电灯，还要先看一下上面有没有蛇啊？有没有蜘蛛啊？应该没有吧。
Do you pay attention to spiders or snakes at home before switching on the light?
晚上要睡觉，先翻一下床底下有没有什么东西啊？半夜把你一咬，你就死掉了。
Check your bedding before you go to bed whether there are any foreign objects there that may bite you to death.
啊，但是在非洲就是这样啊，所以他们讲说。By God's grace.
And in Africa, this is the case. That's why they say by God's grace.
因为什么？因为他们生活当中最直接的感受就是靠着神我才活得下去啊。
Because the most direct feeling in their life is by God's grace, I am able to continue living.
啊，所以他们的信仰非常真实，神迹奇事见证很多。
Therefore, their faith is very real, and they have many miracles to share.
啊，但是在那个非常富足、非常非常舒适的环境里面呢？
But what about in the environment where everyone is comfortable?
啊，你看西方国家，不管是美国或者是欧洲。
Let us look at the Western countries such as the United States or the UK.
啊，这些所谓以基督教立国的国家，有多少还活得像一个基督徒啊？
These countries that has established under God's grace, how many of them still live like a Christian?
啊，为什么？因为舒适，因为饱足，因为房也金银增添，所有的都增加，所以有没有神，我没有差的。
Because everything that they hold raises in value, they become prosperous. So to them, whether they have God or not, it does not matter.
啊，所以在这里第三个给我们的警告。
And here the third warning against us.
说人不要在顺利当中把神丢到背后啊。
That we shall not forget the Lord in our times of smooth.
啊，神的祝福，人顺利富足，不代表你要贪爱世界，也不代表你需要信仰软弱。
In our smooth life, it does not mean that we need to forget about God or be weak in faith.
只要你常常谨慎，常常思想啊。
As long as we're able to beware and keep considering God's words.
你看亚伯拉罕很有钱，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟，一个比一个有钱啊。
If we look at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, one is richer than the other.
哦，但是他们虽然富足，但是他们仍然保守自己走在神的道路上面。
Although they are wealthy, but they are able to keep themselves on this path in which the Lord tried.
只要你能够认识到说得资财的力量，我所拥有的一切。都是神赐给我的。
As long as we're able to recognize that all that we have gained is because of the Lord.
那所以就到最后一段第十八节。
Then we come to the fourth warning that is in verse 18.
这里讲说你要纪念主你的神，因为得资财的力量是他给你的。好，这里是第四个啊。
The fourth one, it is in verse 18 to remember the Lord because everything that we have is from the Lord.
那所以第一个你要思想，第二个你要谨守，第三个你要谨慎，第四个你要纪念。
The first one is to consider, the second one is to keep his commandments, the third is to beware, and the fourth is to remember.
啊，什么叫做纪念？
What does it mean to remember?
纪念就是今天在人生路上常常数算你的恩典。
To remember it is to count our blessing.
啊，这个信仰路上常常数算恩典，越算越感恩，越算你会发现原来神对我这么好。
On our journey of faith, we need to keep on counting our blessing because then we will take note that the Lord loves us.
有两种信徒啊。
There are two types of members.
一种叫做永远都不够。
The first type, it is the member that always lacks something.
不管神怎么给你，神怎么祝福，神怎么保守，你都会觉得理所当然，而且不够。
No matter how much the Lord blesses this first type, he will consider that it's not enough.
那你看不到神给你的。
The member is unable to recognize what the Lord has given.
你只看到别人有我没有的。
All you are able to recognize is what others have and I don't.
所以因为不会感恩，所以信仰当中缺乏力量。
Because one lacks the sense of gratitude, then in the journey of faith, it lacks power.
有另外一种信徒是时时思想，常常感恩。
The second type, it is a member that is able to keep on thinking, considering, and give thanks.
祷告当中以感恩做开始，以交托做结束。
The member's prayer starts with thanksgiving and ends with
交托 entrustment.
Entrustment.
说这样的信徒就能够在美地上享受所得着的福分。
And this type of member is able to enjoy this blessed land.
其实讲实话，一个人幸不幸福跟你拥有多少其实没有直接的关系呀。
In other words,whether a person is blessed, it does not matter how much that person has.
乌拉圭的之前的总统啊，一个总统讲过一句话哈。
The president of Uruguay once said.
他曾经被人家叫说是全世界最穷的总统啊。
At one time, he was named the poorest president in the world.
他很不喜欢这句话。
He does not like this.
他说你欧北公，你乱讲啊！我怎么会是全世界最穷的总统？
He says this is nonsense. How can you say that I am the world's poorest?
他说谁贫穷
？Who is lacking? He says.
他说需要很多才活得下去的人叫做穷人呐。
And his definition is this person that needs a lot to live on that is considered poor.
所以我们今天信仰也是这样，不管神给我们或多或少，我们都要学会感谢。
And this is likewise the same with our faith. Regardless how much the Lord gives, we need to have a sense of gratitude.
在恩典当中学会感谢，在患难当中懂得思想。
That we're able to give thanks in times of smoothness and able to consider and think through in times of tribulation.
在人生路上懂得祷告，凡事交托依靠神。
So that we may be able to entrust in God in all matters in life.
你就要在这美地上大大的昌盛，大大的享福。
So that in this beautiful land, we may be able to become prosperous.
我们下午的聚会就在这边结束。
And this concludes this afternoon service.
我们一时间超过，我们就直接祷告。
Because of time, we will go on prayer.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.